AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In many parts of New England today, it's a good day to stay inside.
This storm is officially a blizzard.
Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker has got to be tired of saying that. The Boston area could get another foot of snow on top of the several feet that has fallen over the past few weeks.
Driving conditions will be very difficult, and we continue to urge everybody to stay off the roads for the entire day.
A blizzard warning was in effect for coastal communities from Rhode Island to Maine. The storm has also set off a number of flight cancellations. The ceasefire in eastern Ukraine appears to be holding. There's been sounds of shelling in the strategic railway hub of Debaltseve. Former British Defense Secretary Liam Fox doesn't think the ceasefire will hold.
Everyone hopes that this is going to be a breakthrough, but I'm afraid that confidence cannot be high.
He spoke to Sky News. The separatist stronghold of Donetsk was quiet this morning with no shelling from government forces. The Danish Film Institute says the man killed in a shooting at a free speech event in Copenhagen was documentary filmmaker Finn Norgaard. The man suspected of carrying out the attack was shot and killed by police. This Copenhagen resident walked by the cafe where the shooting took place.
It's weird standing here now. I see the events of it. You see the postmath of it. So it's kind of even more scary than last night.
In the German city of Braunschweig, police canceled the popular carnival street parade today because of fears of an imminent Islamist terrorist attack. A police spokesman said they received credible information that there was a concrete threat of an attack with an Islamist background. On today's parade, visitors were told to stay home in the town in Germany. Seven people were injured on a Hawaii-bound United Airlines flight after the plane was struck by some sudden turbulence. The plane had left New Jersey headed for Hawaii. This is AP Radio News. The NBA All-Stars play tonight in New York at Madison Square Garden. Last night at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, Minnesota Timberwolves rookie Zach LaVine wowed the crowd to win the slam dunk competition.
Slam dunk contest has always been, you know, supposed to be the hype around, you know, All-Star weekend. And you know, that's what gets people out there crowd is the slam dunk. So I just wanted to come out here and just put a joke through the crowd and get everybody off their feet and just have a really good time.
LaVine wore a Michael Jordan Space Jam jersey for the slam dunk competition. For the 500th time, Gemma Kirby was shot out of a cannon. She moved into the air at up to 66 miles an hour and landed safely in an airbag about 100 feet away.
I like to say that it's like the most intense roller coaster you've ever tried to ride on. Times 10 with no seatbelt.
Kirby's 500th flight happened in Philadelphia last night. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.